Yesterday, an act of terrorism tried to silence our democracy. But today we meet as normal, as generations have done before us and as future generations will continue to do, to deliver a simple message. We are not afraid.
That's British Prime Minister Theresa May today. She was talking to lawmakers at the House of Commons about the terror attack that unfolded just outside that parliament building yesterday.
Police have identified 52-year-old British-born Khalid Massoud as the attacker. Driving an SUV, he plowed through pedestrians on London's Westminster Bridge yesterday afternoon. He then crashed into a railing outside the parliament, got out of the car, and fatally stabbed a police officer before being fatally shot himself.
At least 30 people were injured in the attack and 5 died, including Massoud, the police officer he stabbed, and the pedestrians who were hit on the bridge.
One of those pedestrians was an American, Kurt Cochran of Utah. He was on the last day of a European vacation, celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary. His wife, Melissa, is in the hospital with serious injuries. Here's Utah Governor Gary Herbert today.
Our prayers go out to the Cochran family. We pray for Melissa's recovery and all those who are injured, and certainly ask for help and peace and comfort given to those who've been harmed in this tragic terrorist attack.